All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mike, you ready to hate me a little bit more?
No, I don't want to.
I think you enjoy it.
What?
Fox has come out. There will be the big noon kickoff.
Okay.
There will also be...
This is college football, people.
College football, season-long Friday night games. They are bringing Friday night football to Fox. Not just one, all season long. Through the Big Ten, the Big 12, and the... what was the other conference?
I don't like it. I like the minor conferences playing on Friday. If you got a Mountain West game.
Mountain West, Big Ten, Big 12. They're going to slate matchups throughout for all those conferences on Friday nights because they think they had such success with the big noon kickoff that people will follow them to Friday night.
No, I won't. I'm done with this. They're doing everything. Just do whatever you want. It's your sport. I'm out. Don't need it. And no, I'm not doing the whole, that's the night for high school football. Nobody cares about high school football. The point I'm making is, Mountain West, Mac, do whatever you want to do, man. To enjoy the crumbs.
Mac Wednesday.
Right, right.
7 o'clock.
You do what you have to do to get on TV.
Right.
But the Big 12, the new Big 10, we don't need
now
to
the
be
interest,
playing on Friday
right, now
nights.
Come on. Here's going to be the interesting thing. How are they going to get the big boy schools from the Big 10 and the Big 12 to participate in this? Because by playing a game on Friday, you know what that means if you have that home game. You can't bring recruits up. Because they're playing football games the same time as yours.
Mm.
So I got a feeling that the Friday night games will be the lower end schools.
Yeah, I was thinking more it's a nightmare for the average fan who has a job.
Or if like, let's say Ohio State does play it, they're the away team. They're not giving up that valuable, I'm bringing recruits on campus. No, no, no. We're going to play Northwestern right. at Northwestern
so
on a Friday night.
So what we're
night.
Left with is Illinois, Maryland on a Friday night, which I don't want to watch.
Or,
but if it were noon on Saturday in the rotation.
Or you may get a, you know, Ohio State versus Illinois. But
on
it's
the
Friday.
Road.
On the road.
Yeah.
You're not going to see, I don't think you'll see games in the Big House. You won't see games there. You know, well, I'm trying to think, who's left in Oklahoma State.
Oh, don't worry. Your best friend will give up home games.
Well, they already do the one.
And maybe Allen will have us playing down at Ford Field again and get butchered.
But do you see what you just did there, Rico? Who's left? You were thinking of the Big 12 teams. That's the problem. We don't know who's left in these conferences anymore.
Right. Like, if I have Kenny name the Big 12 right now, he can't.
Try it, Kenny.
No. This is not make Kenny feel bad segment.
Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, TCU.
We really don't need to do that.
Okay.
I'm making a point to you. You can talk to these guys. You can talk to our listeners.
Here's the other thing.
I don't like this, and I don't need to.
The Friday night game they did at Ford Field did great ratings.
That's the day after Thanksgiving. It is not the same.
Okay.
I don't have a problem
to
open the season or close the season.
Their Friday night game, I got a feeling, will be, okay, first game of the year.
Right, and it's Labor Day weekend.
Right, Michigan State in that
That's
game.
That's different because you're worried none of your fans will be at the game on Saturday because they're on vacation.
But I got to think, like, places like Indiana that doesn't draw. I mean, you saw the Indiana stands on their big, you know, when they play Purdue, it's still nobody there. Or Purdue. I got to think that it's going to be those schools that will be playing Friday night. But just wanted to make you aware.
That's fine. It's just, again, it's a litany of decisions that just do not appeal to me, do not interest me, and it's all in the name of greed. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with the quality of the sport. And the fact that you will leave teams, that teams will be able to, quote, opt out of the program, that's a laugher. You're all in a conference.
Mm-hmm.
UA, newsflash, I get it. Wolverines, I'm standing up for you in that I don't think Friday night football should exist. Work with me. I'm saying if it does exist, We're all in this conference together, right? See, this is the laugher. I don't have to care about this crap.
Well, they're figuring that they can do this because they drew their viewership grew 8% over last year. So they said, we're going to bring this back.
When do we get back to making decisions that are good for the sport? Someone want to help me with that?
Well, whatever they give you is good for the sport.
No,
that's what they believe.
Yeah. Okay. Kenny, you're an SEC guy. Like, I'll tell you why the SEC is so much better than the Big Ten. Because they would never allow this garbage.
Absolutely not. No, sounds like a joke.
It's the same reason LSU goes to the network and goes, here's the deal. Don't ever not schedule us at night. It is Death Valley. This is what we do. The Big Ten is willing to get pimped for another dollar.
No, I think the Big Ten is using this strategically. The West Coast teams, they've done this. Would a Pac-12 played on Friday, it's no big deal. So you'll, once again,
right, a conference no one cared about.
Have you ever seen attendance at UCLA?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Right. So you know what? They're going to probably be on a Friday night.
Right, but it's not going to
influence anybody.
I don't want to see them on a Friday. I don't want to see them at all.
Watch the game? You don't want to see UCLA at all?
No.
No, they're trash.
They didn't want to see them in the Pac-12. America didn't want to see them. Now we're idiots and we took them for you.
I got
to
see
them. For you and your friends at the networks.
Playing at night against Indiana.
Woo, USC.
That's exciting.
You'll get USC.
Wow. Don't care. Look, for me, there's an element of this. I am willing, with the opener for Friday, to close the year. You want to play a game on a Friday. Holiday. I understand. Rico, it just, nothing they're doing makes any sense for the, I love Saturday. All right? I didn't go to a Mountain West school. I didn't go to a MAC school. I don't care about the Conference USA. They can play whenever they want. The big conferences play on Saturday. That's how it should be.
Well, now, two of the big conferences are going to be playing on Friday. Big 12, Mountain West, Big 10, according to Fox, will be playing games regularly on Friday night. Schedule's not out yet.
That's the other thing. And maybe this is a me thing, and if you're a listener and disagree, please feel free. I don't need any other nights of my life taken up by football. NFL's already got Monday. They already got Thursday. You know Saturday and Sunday, it is wall to wall. You know what I don't need? Another night.
Funny you say that, because from the press release of Fox, our goal this fall is to have the number one college football game on both Fridays and Saturdays and the top NFL game on Sundays. It's almost like you're reading the script, Mike.
I know a thing or two. David, go ahead, ticket text, and then we will get to deal breakers. Hopefully, Roberto will be ready this time around. And I'm glad you brought this up. It's a nice news bit, and I'm not mad at you. I don't hate you.
Nah, no.
I just, Rico, there's an element
I'm
going
to be banned from the studio tomorrow.
No, you lose the special nature of the game.
When
Friday, like, take something, and I know the jokes about Iowa's offense, but even a Big Ten West game that you would want
Nebraska.
To see, Iowa, Nebraska, I don't need that on Friday night. That's a Saturday at 3:30 kick. When you take these games, it takes away from what college football is supposed to be.
But, and I know it's a championship game, Mike, but I look back to the Pac-12 championship where it was Washington and Oregon
in Vegas.
Friday night in Vegas.
That's a conference title game, and you're building it in an event city. The conference championship, believe it or not, I side with you on that stuff. Those are events. Those are for trips, per se. The Pac-12 doing their tournament in Vegas and doing their title game in Vegas was brilliant. Mm-hmm. Because you will get fans because it's Vegas. I don't have a problem with that. I don't. If you told me the Big Ten wanted to move the Big Ten title game, let's pretend the Bears build a dome stadium near the lake. I totally understand it. Even though it's perfect in Indy. I get certain elements of this. I'm not anti-business.
We'll figure out what the schedule is going to be when it comes out, but they're saying they're going to do it every week. So it looks like if it's, 14 weeks in the regular season with the byes.
Oh, let me see Michigan have to play a home game on a Friday night. Oh, these phone lines will be full.
I don't think, unless it's like one of those. Well, no, they don't have cupcake games this year, do they, David? You guys got real teams.
No, you're
right. Also don't have spy glasses. Be a hell of a year. That one was for you, Kenny.
But just think about it.
Right. I mean, I have thought about it.
You thought about Cookie. You know what I mean? Like when Cookies went up to watch Central Michigan in the snow, and you could do the same on a Friday night.
And you put him on TV, made him look bad.
Put him on TV, David.
Can we please?
That didn't happen.
Deal breakers. Next, 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And there it is, the music. Why do I come in with an expectation that you'll change it?
Never.
Okay.
It's a staple.
People would be mortified if I did something.
Okay,
like that.
Right. All right, let's jump in. Let's try to keep this uplifting and not depressing. Gentlemen.
This has been coming up frequently today, so I thought we would put it on the list.
Yeah.
Maybe some others would like to chime in on what they would do in this situation.
Okay.
You're sitting in your cubicle at work. When all of a sudden, you see a very cute, small, little white dog walk by, stop by the pillar by your desk, and make a grumpy. Your office has an open pet policy, and dogs are frequently in the building. If the dog is not potty trained, should it be in the office?
No. Here's my thing. First of all, I think it's absurd we have an open dog policy. There should be if you want to bring your dog to work on a Friday, maybe. But the issue that took place today, the dog was completely unsupervised. I'm not done. There is no human being on this side of the building. Your dog was not within 100 yards of you in a 10,000 square foot building. Your dog didn't know what was going on. But I'll tell you what your dog knew. It was time to doo-doo. So here we go. See, that's the part that's absurd to me. Powers brings his dog in, but Murph stays with him and has manners. This dog was unsupervised. You may as well give a baby a machine gun. And the dog sit here and dropped a deuce right in the middle of one of the number one sports station in America.
And looked you right in the eye as it was doing it.
And he looked at me and he went, hey, buddy, F you.
Act of defiance.
Yeah, I think it's absurd. You're damn right I think it's absurd.
The rumor that the dog meditated and said, hi, my name is JJ. This is what I'm going to do for your Giants team.
Well, not only open dog policy, I think we have an open livestock policy.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me. Christ, you got people in this building who don't wear deodorant. Everything's up for grabs.
Oh, no. For God's sake. What's going on here?
Argue it.
I don't think we can top this.
Well, I have to say...
Woodstock here.
David, you were sitting next to me when that took place.
Yeah, all I have to say is it looked like a stray dog, so don't be surprised if the door just opens and the dog just walks out. I'm sorry. I didn't know whose dog it was. What am I supposed to do when a dog just does that? I don't know where you're from. Bye.
Dogs, kids.
Unbelievable.
Nonsense. I'm surprised we don't have a tilt-a-whirl in the middle of this building.
No, kids aren't allowed here. What are you talking about?
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh. Well, yours aren't. All right, let's keep it rolling.
Okay.
So, Kenny, how about those wings?
Okay.
Kenny, what are your thoughts on unleashed pets, unsupervised, dropping grumpies in the middle of an office?
After I found out there were ducks in this building a month ago, this doesn't even surprise me anymore.
Got it. Hey, come on down to 97.1 for the ostrich races on Sunday.
Petting zoo.
Petting zoo down here.
Got a regular Catskill game farm over here. Next.
You start having peanut shells all over the floor.
Right. Right. Why not? Why not? A couple weeks ago, I'm on vacation. We had salespeople blind drunk in the middle of the day. No standards. None. Next.
Okay. Here's another one. Real life scenario. Rico was here when this was happening. He may weigh in on this. You find out that two of your coworkers are betting on spring training games. Oh, God. You feel that this is a new low. They keep giving you tips on the games, and it looks like they are having fun. Do you join in or have a little self-respect and say, no, thanks?
Choice B. Oh, my God.
And who is doing this?
No, Kenny. No.
Me and Evan.
And your producer.
No, Kenny.
And
no.
And your producer for Cast a Ticket.
Oh, no. Spring training baseball?
They were sitting there. Parker Meadows. Yeah, come on. Like, what is going on?
We had the Tigers at plus odds. Let's go. Didn't win. Wasn't
you
great.
You would have thought it was game seven. The way they were in their cubicle cheering every at bat, every pitch. Like, I'm looking at Dave like, is this for real? Like, are they really this invested in a random Tigers-Braves spring training game from Florida?
You got to draw a line. That falls below the Mendoza line of acceptability for sports wagering. You can't do it. It's the same thing with horse racing. When you start to see the harness track being broadcast, you are logging out or you need to call the number.
I love that it's even offered.
Right. That's the problem. More betting markets has its consequences.
And I was a little confused of how they were watching it. It felt like it was an illegal stream. I don't know where they got that broadcast from.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Is that why the Wi-Fi's down?
Sorry about that, guys.
Next.
Oh, man.
Well, maybe you and Stoney will talk about this on Friday because he did bring it up earlier this week.
Yes.
Your father-in-law has become obsessed with pickleball. He has spent a ton of money on equipment and talks about it constantly. Every time you see him, he has sustained a new injury playing the game.
Let me change this for the room to make it even funnier.
Okay, go ahead.
Not father-in-law. Your father.
Your own father.
Your father.
Okay. You're worried for his safety because he's always getting injured playing this game, and he is in the later stages of his life. How do you tell him, hey, I know it's good exercise, but let's calm it down a little bit.
You just say, you know what? You actually hurt your back when you get up. Maybe leave pickleball alone.
Oh, that's Roberto here.
I hurt reaching for the remote control.
I mean, let's go around the room here. For me, I worry more about, like, Dad, no more shoveling. That, you know, don't do stupid stuff. You got something heavy to pick up at the house. You get some help with that. I don't know if he's getting physical activity.
Thank you. I don't really care.
But
you're
if
out
he's
there
coming back
exercising.
All bruised and injured and it's tweaking his knees.
If it's
and
a constant
ankle.
Thing, yes. But a very, you know.
This is new for me because for the first time, I'm starting to consider my dad old. Even though he's healthy and he acts younger. I don't know the answer to this. This is one of the only deal breakers ever. I can't really give you a.
Dog just threw you off, huh?
No, it didn't throw me off. It just angered me. I don't even understand the point of this office. There's no one here. There's a dog and a grumpy.
I only bring it up because they say like pickleball is a huge, you know, sustaining a lot of injuries and people get hurt all the time playing it.
Yeah, because you think, oh, it's a friendly game, and then you go out there and try to relive like you're your teenager, and now you're on crutches.
What, Stoney was out there doing a bunch of coke?
Well, he was getting beat by women. That's what he was saying.
If you're going out for the exercise, but you're not trying to be Pete Sampras or Andre Agassi.
You're right. Wendell, Boris Becker. Let's keep it going. Malaveo Washington. Let's keep it going.
Wow.
Yeah, if you're going out, it's like playing pickup basketball. If you're just going out there to have some fun, shoot the ball around. But now, if you're going out there thinking, okay, let me show you my moves. No, no.
I'm on a 6-game winning streak. I got to keep it. No.
Yeah, Dad, you don't need the headband. Ain't nobody moving that fast.
Let me show you how Bob McAdoo used to do it back in the day.
All right. Next. Jesus. Right. Who was actually the person doing this? Because this has to be a Stoney story.
It was Stoney.
Yeah, he's been playing with his wife.
And he's been getting... Come on now.
And pickleball.
Okay. Come on. Will you please? Come on. Come on, man. The point is, so he's sustaining injuries. Fascinating. Okay. Carry on. Last one. You're out of line.
Yeah.
You're out of line.
There we go.
You're out of order.
You mistakenly made a bet with an annoying coworker that involved the winner buying the loser lunch.
Mm-hmm.
You were hoping that he would forget. But now he won't leave it alone. You do not want to have to do this.
That's Rico with Rieger.
You brought in carry out one day and he ate it and enjoyed it. However, he still asks about the lunch date. How can you break it to him that it's just not going to happen?
Wait, I brought food in.
Yeah. He's not considering that go out to lunch.
It's done. It's paid for. I don't care.
You're supposed to go out
with him
to lunch.
Once you accept this bag, you've now said.
Is this you and Rieger?
No, that wasn't me and Rieger.
Who is this?
I massaged it a little, but somebody gave me a tip. Someone close to you.
Is it a CIA secret? What are you doing?
What just happened here?
What's going on?
Just say names.
Rhymes with Bevan Mankins.
Evan? Who's Evan got to take to lunch? Did he make a bet with a salesperson?
I don't know.
What's going on here? All right, listen.
No, something about cheesesteaks that you guys are supposed to get tomorrow. I think that might be
Kenny
the thing.
Kenny didn't want to.
They're not bringing
Roberto.
Them?
I don't know.
Say it. Just say it.
It sounds like the person bringing us food tomorrow is not bringing us food tomorrow now.
No,
that's
what
it sounds
like.
The
food's coming.
Oh, Stoney.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Stoney issue. You don't want to deal with lingering Stoney. You don't want to have to take him out.
But I'm now being told that he delivered it wrong, the story.
No, I massaged it a little.
Okay. Evan, go ahead. Speak your piece, please.
Has nothing to do with the bet. It's just about food, period.
Got it.
Yeah.
So are we covered, or do I need to step up and fix this?
No, we're good.
We're good?
We're good.
There's nothing wrong. Okay.
No.
Let's work in his pretend world. You cannot make a bet with someone that involves having lunch with them if the nightmare, the hellscape of your life, is taking them to lunch.
Yeah,
That's a cost too big.
Right. I will bring you whatever your favorite meal is.
Right.
Like Rieger, I'll stop at Chipotle and I'll pick this up and you can have. Like when he bet me the Michigan State Purdue game.
That's it. But it doesn't involve, because again,
we don't have to sit and look at each other and eat this thing.
When you make that bet, you're making a bet you can't afford. If you cannot be with that person out, it's essentially like betting an amount of money you don't have. Neither situation.
You have to set aside time.
Yes.
And that person's going to want to spend at least an hour and a half with you and catch up on your life. And you're going to have the conversation. You're locked in.
Oh, and then if you got cornered with Stoney out, that's a 3-hour lunch. He's telling stories about the Broad Street bullies. I mean, you're never going to get out of there. Lunch turns to dinner. It's two meals.
The wait staff is saying we're about to close.
Yes. Let me tell you about the time I met Randall Cunningham. Stoney, no one cares. All right, that is deal break.
There you go.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I want to talk Lions at 5 because I want to give Brad Holmes credit for something. And it's really all I ask as a fan. We'll get to it. One note on the wings. We opened the show with it, Odyssey.com Rewind. We'll give you a couple minutes here. Just, I'm not panicking. I know the teams looked like ass the last couple of nights. I get it. Florida's one of the best teams, if not the best team. Colorado, I'm not freaking out because big picture, if you told me you split with them, right? You're going to beat them at your place, and they're going to beat you at theirs. You would have taken that. I'll only be concerned, panicked, whatever you want to call it, if they don't beat Arizona and then they get beat by Vegas. Now you're talking about a five-game losing streak. Now that's different. As it pertains to the trade deadline, which is less than 24 hours away, I also would like to assure you I am not going to be the guy yelling and screaming about they must do something because I don't think there's anything to do. There is no name that exists that is going to make them tangibly better at a cost that you would find remotely acceptable. And what I have never asked Steve Yzerman to do is do stupid stuff or desperate stuff. He did what I wanted him to do this summer, bringing in DeBrinket, and then all of his balanced, rotational, if you will, signings made sense. The team's in a little bit of a rough patch. You knew regression was coming. You're not just going to go win 10, 12 games in a row. Rico, I sit here. I don't expect anything to get done. I think if they could, Hull or Petrie would be gone to create room for Edvinson. But beyond that, we talked earlier, the market for some of the players that would make a difference. And I don't know what that means, Rico. Does it mean they win a series? Like, I don't even know.
It's almost, where's your expectation? If you think you're going to win the cup, then you're going to have to.
That's probably, different.
Right.
Right.
But if your goal is to make the playoffs and maybe win a first round series, how much is that worth to you? And could you get that done with the younger players without having to make a deal?
And look at the Hanifin deal. Player Kenny really liked. I mean, that was a first, a second, a third, a fifth, a this, a that. I go, I'm not doing that for a guy that may not re-sign. So I'm willing to roll with this crew. They'll get Larkin back here in roughly 10 days. That would be the hope. As long as they make the playoffs, you're not going to hear me complain. I think they can make it and be feisty. But Rico, I will tell you, this is where it gets dicey. If I'm sitting here telling the listener that I don't need them to make a trade. I've always wanted them to. But I understand if they don't, because I think the market is stupid. And Kenny certainly helps with that. You know, I like to ping Kenny on certain geeky trades and go, Ken, that feels like a lot. If they don't make the playoffs, all hell breaks loose. Because that's where, I'm sorry, people do not get to defend Iser plan and all that stuff. They got to make it. They've come too far not to finish this deal. 82-game season, it's all right if you got a three-game stretch where you look like idiots. Mm-hmm. Beat Phoenix on a back-to-back. Let's just get this thing back on the tracks, please. Yeah. But, I mean, is that a reasonable way to approach the deadline here? Are we all okay with that?
Yeah, it's reasonable, yeah, because you're thinking you'll get back right playing Phoenix, then playing Vegas. You'll win. You'll forget about the patch. You'll be okay. I don't think anybody who's... There's a few people who I think have maybe downgraded their car flag status. Remember, we were going, you know, 1 through 5. You had a couple of fives saying, hey, we're going for the cup. I think a lot of people during that win streak was 4. We're in the playoffs. Maybe a handful of people are backing it down saying, well, okay, maybe we got full of ourselves. I don't know, Kenny. You're This is you.
No, I agree largely with what you said, Mike, and I think right now the Coyotes game really is going to tell me something, because if you look like clowns on a back-to-back against a team that's on a back-to-back that isn't any good in a building that's going to be filled with primarily your fans, if you look like clowns in that game, then I'm going to start to hear the alarm bell.
Yeah, concern.
Exactly. We have Vegas after that, but our road to the playoffs, our road out after that is pretty reasonably... It's doable. A lot of those games are against teams that are either rebuilding or out of the playoff picture entirely. So that's going to help you down the stretch. I think Stevie knows that, and I think he probably, if I had to guess what will happen, is I think he will ship out a Hull, maybe a Gostis Bear. I know that sucks for the power play, but bear with me. And then bring up Edvinson, the thing we've all been begging for. Make sure defense, the one thing you struggle with, tangibly.
And it's another core player.
Exactly.
It's a guy that you view as part of that, you know, the Raymonds of the world and the DeBrinkets and the Larkins. Like, Edvinson is the next piece of that with Sider. I know that that's not the explosive deadline we all dream of, but sometimes it's just not there. Like, there's no move to make. I mean, Kenny, I asked you earlier. I said, buddy, give me a name that is both available and a difference maker that you could really go and get that would tangibly change the trajectory of the franchise. I don't think that player's there.
Yeah, you either get one or the other. It's either available or it makes you tangibly better. But you can't have both in this situation unless you want to way overspend for like a Jake Gensel type.
Right, but this summer,
yes,
you will have that opportunity. And I think that's where they'll go. So if you want the more long-form discussion, Odyssey.com Rewind. I want to talk Lions, and I want to give Brad Holmes credit for something. And I want to explain to people, because in living color, Rico, you had this idea, and you're right. But it is all about why I don't accept less. Because Brad Holmes did everything I could ask. I am not mad if it doesn't work out. I'll explain what that means. We'll do it next. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.